Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
Career 360, hosted by Howie Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Primetime on Money FM 89.3. Now, COVID-19 has thrown the corporate landscape a curveball and expedited digital transformation timeline for all, irrespective of their current capabilities. We've seen unprecedented scenarios emerge with prolonged remote working conditions, professional and personal virtual collaboration, and many other challenges faced during this crisis. The primary need for businesses in order to shine through this pandemic is to accelerate their digital transformation efforts. How do we enable that, though? With a digitally agile workforce with a growth mindset. As we step into this new reality of hyper-digital world, investing in employee reskilling and upskilling will give companies big returns. We're speaking again to Arlene Warett, who is Vice President and Managing Director for Sage Asia. Arlene, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Howie. Nice to speak to you again, and thanks for inviting me onto the show.
Pleasure to have you. So talk to us about some trends and challenges that you foresee post-pandemic, and how can we prepare for them?
Sage focuses on working with SMEs, and we know that SMEs are going to be absolutely critical for returning our economies to growth. Mm. But often they face challenges like cash flow, resource and talent constraints, and sometimes they have less flexibility in their budget to make adjustments to their operations when they're weathering these adversities that have been set upon us. But the Singapore government has introduced some support measures to help small businesses with their struggles in the recent supplementary budget announcements, as we all know. So these rescue packages may serve as a temporary relief for SMEs, but businesses also need to be prudent in their, let's say, their recovery strategies as we enter this new normal. So while it may seem counterintuitive coming from a leader in the technology industry, the two areas I think SMEs need to focus on to help them move from survival to revival are their customers and their employees. So, you know, number one, I'd say focus on your customers. Your customers are feeling the pressure from the downturn just as much, if not more, than you are. SMEs need to ensure that they keep delivering on product and service quality, which are the very key to maintaining trust and customer loyalty. And secondly, look after your employees. I really urge all SMEs to pay attention to their people and think not only about physical well-being, and mental and emotional well-being during this tough and challenging time.
Mm. Arlene, why do you say that approach is counterintuitive to say maybe because those challenges and trends at the risk of sounding flippant seem same old for SMEs? It's cash flow.
Skills gap,
lack of people, that sort of thing. So instead of you're saying as we look toward recovery, instead of concentrating on those things, let's look at your customers and your employees.
Mm. So if you look at your customers and employees, that you can focus on absolutely what all of our businesses are challenged with at the moment, which is cash flow. You know, I'm sure radio stations feeling it. We're feeling it. Everyone that we're working with is feeling it. But the key to surviving these uncertain times is to watch cash flow like a hawk. And in order to be more financially efficient, businesses really need to have full insight into their business performance to understand their current financial position. They can start by creating and managing regular cash flow for forecasts and just really be watching how much money is coming in and how much is going out. So my top five tips to help SMEs with cash management, you know, things like ask your customers to pay cash on delivery. That's not too common these days, but it is something we could ask our customers to do. You could ask, you can get paid faster by using electronic invoices. And Sage is part of Singapore, the Singapore government's new PEPL e-invoicing scheme. So we're a real fan of electronic invoicing. But most of all, examine all of your overhead expenses and make those hard decisions about what to delay payment on, postpone purchase of, or even cancel altogether. Definitely tap into those government-assisted bank loans with lower interest rates. And then number five, look for free offers and trials of technology tools to help you get digitally oriented during this time.
Mm, because we need to accelerate the digital transformation, right? Businesses need to anyway. That's the immediate thing. And then you're talking about when you need to do that, you some cash needs to go out. You need to get the software. You need to bump up your infrastructure, etc. So those free offers will really help.
Oh, yeah. So some of the trends that I'm seeing, and I think that we're all seeing and are here to say the two biggest, remote working and digital collaboration, the two go hand in hand. And we'll see that remote working will become the new norm in Singapore. I was just reading a Gartner study the other day, and it said that they had found that 48% of employees will continue to work remotely in at least a part-time capacity. Personally, I think it will be even higher than that. But that's compared to the 30% or even less that were working remotely once in a while from home pre-pandemic. So this jump, this change suggests that businesses should prioritize digital collaboration tools and consider how remote working is potentially enhancing performance and productivity. So the bottom line is digital technology will continue to play a pivotal role in our workforce.
Let's talk about then employees, also fresh graduates for that matter, graduating into a world that's really quite unforeseen, right? So the most vulnerable tend to be these employees and fresh graduates, especially in times of economic downturn. How can they play their part then to stay relevant and thrive in this uncertain economy, Arlene?
I do think it's a tough time to enter the job market, but I believe that graduates have a great chance of succeeding. They've grown up as digital natives. They'll be able to more easily adapt to the continuous changes around them. But saying that, graduates and individuals who have recently joined the workforce over the last couple of years, they'll really need to play a long game and know that their resilience will pay off in the next, let's say, 3 to 5 years. I actually think it will be tougher for mid-career employees who often have large personal financial commitments and may have settled into a specific career trajectory. So for those individuals, it may be time to rethink roles and shift towards skills that will be much more valued in the digital economy. My advice is always to employees to talk to your employer and your manager. Look for work projects or training opportunities that can help you develop the skills that are required to keep you relevant in your organization. There's several public initiatives and resources such as Skills Future that encourage businesses to invest in the development of their employees.
All right, Arlene Warett, Vice President, Managing Director for Sage Asia. Arlene, thanks for your time and stay safe.
Thanks so much, Howie.
To listen to the full interview, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.